November, the 11th month of the year in the Gregorian calendar. The land becomes bleaker, harsher, but no less beautiful in verse. For our poets, including Herman Melville, Thomas Hood, and William Wordsworth, there is much to observe, write, and comment on. Among our readers are Richard Midgley and Gisela Rowe.
November by Thomas Hood. No sun, no moon, no morn, no noon, no dawn, no dusk, no proper time of day. No warmth, no cheerfulness, no healthful ease, no comfortable feel in any member, no shade, no shine, no butterflies, no bees, no fruits, no flowers, no leaves, no birds. November. At Day Close in November by Thomas Hardy. The 10 hours light is abating, and a late bird flies across, where the pines, like waltzers waiting, give their black heads a toss. Beech leaves that yellow the noontime float past like specks in the eye. I set every tree in my June time, and now they obscure the sky. And the children who ramble through here conceive that there never has been a time when no tall trees grew here, a time when none will be seen.
A November Night by Sarah Teasdale. There, see the line of lights, a chain of stars down either side the street. Why can't you lift the chain and give it to me, a necklace for my throat? I'd twist it round and you could play with it. You smile at me as though I were a little dreamy child behind whose eyes the fairies live. And see the people on the street look up at us, all envious. We are a king and queen. Our royal carriage is a motor bus. We watch our subjects with a haughty joy. How still you are. Have you been hard at work? And are you tired tonight? It is so long since I have seen you, 4 whole days, I think. My heart is crowded full of foolish thoughts like early flowers in an April meadow, and I must give them to you, all of them, before they fade. The people I have met, the play I saw, the trivial shifting things that loom too big or shrink too little, shadows that hurry, gesturing along a wall, haunting or gay, and yet they all grow real and take their proper size here in my heart when you have seen them. There's the plaza now, a lake of light. Tonight it almost seems that all the lights are gathered in your eyes, drawn somehow towards you. See the open park lying below us with a million lamps scattered in a wise disorder, like the stars. We look down on them as God must look down on constellations floating under him, tangled in clouds. Come then, and let us walk, since we have reached the park. It is our garden, all black and blossomless this winter night. But we bring April with us, you and I. We set the whole world on the trail of spring. I think that every path we ever took has marked our footprints in mysterious fire. Delicate gold that are only fairies see. When they wake up at dawn in hollow tree trunks and come out on the drowsy park, they look along the empty paths and say, "Oh, here they went, and here, and here, and here. Come see, here is their bench. Take hands and let us dance about it in a windy ring and make a circle round it. Only they can cross when they come back again." Look at the lake. Do you remember how we watched the swans that night in late October while they slept? Swans must have stately dreams, I think. But now the lake bears only thin reflected lights that shake a little. How I long to take one from the cold black water, new-made gold to give you in your hand. And see, there is a star deep in the lake, a star, oh, dimmer than a pearl. If you stooped down, your hand could almost reach it up to me. There was a new frail yellow moon tonight. I wish you could have had it for a cup with stars like dew to fill it to the brim. How cold it is. Even the lights are cold. They have put shawls of fog around them, see? What if the air should grow so dimly white that we would lose our way along the paths made new by walls of moving mist, receding the more we follow? What a silver night! That was our bench the time you said to me the long new poem, but how different now, how eerie with the curtain of the fog making it strange to all the friendly trees. There is no wind, and yet great curving scrolls carve themselves, ever changing in the mist. Walk on a little. Let me stand here watching, to see you too grown strange to me and far. I used to wonder how the park would be if one night we could have it all alone. No lovers with close arm encircled waists to whisper and break in upon our dreams. And now we have it. Every wish comes true. We are alone now in a fleecy world. Even the stars have gone. We too alone.
To a Robin in November by William Wilfred Campbell. Sweet, sweet, and the soft listening heaven reels in one blue ecstasy above thy song, in the red heart of all the opening year, in the hushed murmur of low dreaming fields hung under heaven twixt dim blue and blue, where the young summer, purpled and pearled in dew, mirrors herself in June and knows no wrong. Sweet, sweet, throwing thy lack of fear back to the heart of God, till heaven feels the throbbing of earth's music through and through. Dreaming in song, great pulsing-hearted hills, cradling the dawn in mists and purple veils of vapours, over pearls of lakes and brooks, girdled about the neck of half the world, when the red birth of the young dreaming June kisses the lands with gales and murmurs and trills of melody, lips that blossom with tales of music and colour and form and beauty of looks, and snowy argosies in heaven furled, all summer set to one sweet warbled tune. And thou, red-throatest, comest back to me, here in the bare November, bleak and chill, breathing the red ripe of the lusty June, or the rime of withered field and mere. O heart of music, while I dream of thee, thou gladdest note in the dead summer's tune, great God, thou liest dead outside my sill, starved of the last chill berry on thy tree, like some sweet instrument left all unstrung, the melodious orchestra of all the year. Dead with the sweet dead summer thou hadst sung, dead with the dead year's voices and clasp of hands, dead with all music and love and laughter and light, while chilly and bleak comes up the winter night and shrieks the gust across the leafless lands.